Blog Talk Radio.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another Blueprint for Life lesson. I am Elder V. Yasha'ala, also known as V. the Preacher. That's what you can call me, because I will lift up my voice like a trump in Zion and show men their transgressions, show our brothers and sisters their corrupt and wicked ways, and always have something to say as it pertains to the precepts in the evils of this world. We were told to hate this world and the things in it. We can be content and be grateful with what we have, but not to love the things that are going on, because there's some wicked things going on in this world. Nevertheless, you are tuned into Blog Talk Radio. And this is brought to you by At Last Ministries, House of Israel Deliverance Assembly, which all glory to the Most High, finally had an assembly in its new location on last week. The enemy thought he'd be able to put it to a stop. Naysayers, haters, you'll never be successful over here. Why are you over here? Even folks that have participated in this show stood against us. But if the Most High be for you, who can be against you? Isaiah makes it clear. 54:17, no weapon formed against us can prosper in any capacity. So y'all keep on talking. Y'all keep on hating. I'm going to keep on preaching these commandments, this truth. I've been on Blog Talk for 5 years, been in this truth for the last 10 years, But you know, if you've ever heard me speak, I don't like to say that, because Jeremiah makes it clear that before we were formed in our mother's bellies, the Most High knew us and brought us here with an assignment and purpose. He said, I called you and sanctified you unto the nations. This had nothing to do with you coming into the truth and you waking up and you accepting it. You were drawn and awakened at the right time, but the entire event and advent was a process throughout your life that you were drawn to the commandments, because maybe you, just maybe you, are a part of the remnant called out, the ecclesia of the Most High, the ones that are spoken of that will keep his commandments in the last days and won't give in to swine's flesh. That's right, ribs, catfish, shrimp, crab, won't follow the ways of the world, won't be desirous of being at the parties on Friday and waking up drunken on the Sabbath, and can't even go before him and commit yourself to him. Those of you that are given to fornication, adultery, covetousness, lust, dishonoring your parents, other idols and gods before him, you're not the ones. See, all of these laws and commandments are a blueprint for life. And that's why we have been continuously teaching, preaching these commandments, because you've got these wicked, corrupt, satanic, pagan, polytheistic, Catholic copying 501c3 money hungry churches that are telling you the laws are done away with because they don't have any knowledge, and my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Gets on my nerves when I'm around people that know that I'm in the knowledge of the truth and they want to call me a Muslim. I ain't no Muslim, because that's a false worship too. But if they had some sense, they would know Muslims don't say shalom, Shabbat shalom. And by the way, Shabbat shalom, they say assalamu alaikum. And so I hear certain family members that would be like, you say shalom, you must be a Muslim. But that just perpetuates the ignorance. It just reminds me of the ignorance that exists amongst our people and amongst Christians, because nobody wants to study. And those that tend to do the research about our culture, because I'm not in a religion, I don't push or practice religion, I'm coming back to my culture. This is a cultural awareness show. Everything we do that pertains to this show, this broadcast on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Saturday, is a cultural awareness show. We're coming back to our identity so that we can connect back to the Most High, Ahaya, Ashar, Ahaya, the great I am that I am, and bring you back and get out of false worship of God. That's Theos. That's not his name. That's a title. And Jesus the Christ, the letter J, created in the 16th century, and that's not the Son's name, Christ. My job, our job, is to awaken our people that are lost and the most hated nation in all of the world, that have no home, no one to fight for them, and are indoctrinated and camp enlarged, nurtured, hidden, tucked away inside of every denomination in the earth. Our people are everything but what they were called to be and created to be. But now it's high time to awaken, because it was for a short season that that would happen due to the sins of our forefathers, of us wanting to be like the Gentiles and break the commandments and curses. And you still want to be like the world, because these churches are teaching you that the commandments are done away with. And even common sense, which is not common, if they read our history book, which is not the religious artifact that you call the Bible, that's used for a lot of other purposes, if they understood that that was their history book, and they begin to come back to what we did, even in the New Testament, since you say it's done away with, in Acts, the 13th chapter, after Christ ascended, the disciples continued in the faith, going to the synagogue to hear the laws read, statutes and precepts, that they might have a blueprint, a way of conduct for their lives that was vastly and quickly being erased away because of the Sadducees, Pharisees, and the Greek and Roman occupation that was coming down the line, and people were trying to erase our way, our tradition, our tainted, And if you ever heard of a book called Lost Tribes in the Promised Lands, you'll see that the history of our people from 70 AD to 300 AD to the 1400s and 1300s, that you had so many inquisitions trying to do away with those that kept the Sabbath, kept the true day of worship, kept the laws. These people were killed and destroyed and forced into Christianity by death with a cross. Told that they must worship this image of Christ, the beast, the blonde-haired, blue-eyed Jesus Christ. Change your worship day to Sunday. Don't keep them laws and Sabbath and all that. And you must convert to Christianity or die. And many of our people back in those times hid themselves in Christianity so that they might live. But you also had many martyrs and many that sacrificed. History has been confused, misrepresented, lied to. So the fact of the matter is that your Bible is actually a history book of the 12 tribes that were never lost, but they are the minorities of the world. And I'm in reference to that black man, Judah, Benjamin, Levi, those hidden away in Brazil, the Caribbean, those hidden away in Australia, those hidden away in London. Those are the people of the Most High. The downpressed, the trodden, spat upon, shot in the back, and now being called terrorists everywhere. So nevertheless, brothers and sisters, I want to say Kwam Yasha Allah. Let's rise, Israel. Come back to the commandments. This is our day of worship. I always like to start off this broadcast with that song, letting Satan know we've come to chase him out of the earth. It's not the time to compromise. Let's go before the Most High in prayer. Pray the way our brother Yeshua HaMashiach told us to pray when he was asked, how should we pray? So before I go into the prayer, our Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. I'm using words that everyone can understand. As Paul said, should I sound as a barbarian to those who are new into the truth? No, they'll learn that the name, that the word God should be replaced with Ahayah, and that we should refer to Lord as the Most High, and Jesus Christ as Yeshua HaMashiach. But as I did less than a couple of weeks ago, remember when the Holy Spirit fell on the day of Pentecost, that the disciples spoke in every language. Those were the unknown tongues. And they preached and taught the truths, the commandments, and the precepts in every language to convert men. Because we, as the children of Israel, have been scattered throughout all the nations. We are a very scattered, widely scattered diaspora of people. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all manner of evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.
Away, away from the noise, alone with you, away, away to hear your voice and meet with you. Nothing else matters. My one desire is to worship you. I live to worship you. I live to worship you.
It's been a while. But hear my heart cry again. To worship you I live. To worship you I live. I live to worship you.
Shabbat shalom, brothers and sisters. Welcome back. Truly, this is a day of worship. The people of the Most High that keep the Sabbath, the Shabbat, the true way that the Most High chose to do before the Catholic Church set up its edict and made it official in 1923, September 23. The Catholic Church made it official that Sunday was the official day of worship and that the Catholic Church had precedence over the Bible. It's an edict that you can actually Google and you'll see that happen. But we begin to synthesize true Hebrew worship with paganism in 70 AD with Constantine, and as they begin to incorporate paganism into our Hebrew beliefs, but we lost track of the holy days, Passover, Feast of Trumpets, Pentecost, and Day of Atonement, and begin to accept more of the paganistic ways of Christmas, Easter, and as they begin to impute upon the so-called ecclesia their beliefs, we begin to fade away for fear of our lives. This is historical fact and evidence. This is not just some hearsay, talk, theory, myths. Historically, you can find these things in books that our people won't read. Books that they've priced out of the market, such as Saunders. Once again, you can find the PDF or contact me. I'll send it to you. Lost Tribes in the Promised Land. That book is really a book of racism at its earliest stages of eliminating darker people, Hebrew customs, and the infiltration of all the captivities that we were in, Medo-Persian, Greek, Assyrian, Egyptian, Babylonian, all the way up to now, American captivity. There's a cry out in the land for our people to be free, and we're becoming restless. Even in the news, all you hear about is other nations and races having the audacity to openly disrespect a man of color and dare him to do something about it because he knows the law is on his side. This is what's been perpetrated upon our society. When I see in the news a white man slap an 80-year-old black woman in the face and spit on her with no fear of consequences, we know that this is because of the conditioning of the media upon the other races that let them know it's open season on black people. Well, unbeknownst to him, the woman he slapped happened to be a superior court judge. She followed him, called the police, them recognizing who she was within the laws of the land. They did slap that man with four counts of a crime and put him in jail immediately. Think if she wasn't a judge. And he knows that as well as other people in society know that. I've been wrongly done and spoke out and lashed out. And when they saw that rage in me, immediately they're like, call the cops. Because from their understanding, you're supposed to be trained and in your place and know how to stay in your place. But when they see a black man who has his full faculty, his faculties, full, you know, control of his faculties, and can intellectually put somebody in check, and that can stand strong and correct them because you have the knowledge of who you are, fear sets upon them because we have been broken as a people through the realistic Selma. You want to hear nothing about no Selma, Alabama? You want to support the movie? That's fine. But they broke us with the chains that they put upon us, according to Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. This is what transpired. We were broken, and we are a broken people. I'm glad we are awakening, and the fear that Deuteronomy the 28th chapter spoke of is dissipating off of us. But now we're frustrated. We're infuriated. The knowledge is causing anger to stir within us. So it's important now that we begin to poise ourselves. When you see, and I'm just talking about some current events and talking for a minute before I go into the lesson. When you see the media calling the terrorists, this most recent terrorist event on CNN, there were three men. They said the two brothers, who were real brothers, were captured and killed. And the third man, who was an African-American, and he was not an African-American, he was from Africa and converted to Islam, so he's a Hamite. Nevertheless, he may have been of some Hebrew descent, but they were quick to try and say on CNN that it was an African-American. But never mind that. The narrative is that the terrorists, the face of the terrorists is beginning to change and look like you, so that we can continue to incite this racial civil unrest in the name of martial law that is to come. The end game and overall message is that we know who you are, but we're going to keep you in your place on a massive level before you awaken to the truth and transform when your brother Christ returns. Because the alien invasion that they're scared of is the one that's coming when Christ returns. Them other aliens, those demons that are giving technology to men in exchange for human bodies and sacrifices, you know, the iPhone technology and your flat screen technology and your, you know, the technology beyond that. It's a trade-off from the fallen angels and the demonic spirits. You have to go into the archives to learn about that. To man for sacrifices and dominance and control here in order for them to do their work for them. It's a trade-off because they want to actually think that they'll be able to fight against Christ when he returns with his angels and converts us into the heavenly bodies that we're supposed to have to be able to fight with him. Now, I'm not talking about everybody. I'm talking about the remnant, those that keep his commandments. So the narrative is being laid out before you because you will be controlled in their minds. And it won't just be your people. It'll be those that are disenfranchised as well, other races and nations that are poor or lost or don't really make clear who they worship or what they're going to do, because they won't try and get everyone to worship that one false image, the one false god. And our people are trapped in so many denominations and religions. And most of our people are just trapped into living a life of lasciviousness and partying, getting high, adultery, fornication. You're looking for every distraction you can get your hands on. And these demonic spirits and Satan is overwhelming you and giving you an overwhelming desire to seek after pleasures, lasciviousness, and break every one of the Ten Commandments. That's why I dedicate these lessons, shows on Saturday to the Ten Commandments. They are not done away with. And any preacher, church that tells you that, they need to be dealt with. Some people want to say, I'm too hard on people and pastors and churches and even family members about this topic. But let me tell you something. Matthew's 10 and 34. Let me read this real quick, because we're just coming up out of the holidays, and I know a lot of you are dealing with this. So I want to get into this real quick, because I'm not going to lighten up. Christ didn't lighten up when he had to speak to the masses. There's no way. He didn't have a PA system. He spoke loud. Lift up your voice like a trump in Zion. And we're just coming out of these satanic holidays. A lot of you have gone through hell because you did not participate in the festivities and events with your family. But let me tell you something. Christ said in Matthew 10 and 34, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. First of all, know that. That when they say peace comes sudden destruction, Christ didn't come with peace. When he comes back, he's coming back to kill some people. It's going to be like the Old Testament they don't want to deal with. Death, mayhem, murder, destruction. For those that hate the name of the Most High, you sodomites, you lesbians, you whoremongers, you partiers, you drunkards, you that get high smoking blunts every day, you that do not want to do what the Most High says, you are the ones that he's in reference to, that he's going to deal with. And a lot of you that are discouraged, this show is also designed for you that are discouraged and want to give up and don't want to believe that the Most High is on your side. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And we're going to talk about a little bit later about how important it is for you to endure. But nevertheless, for those of you that are discouraged or that gave in during the holidays, just repent and get it right and stand back up. Repent that you ate pork, swine, shrimp, crabs, got into the festivities, got drunk, celebrated New Year's, and said, I'm going to put the Hebrew faith down for a while. Yeah, let me talk to you for a second. Let me holler at you, because you're going to have to get it straight and learn how to take a stand. And that's why he's not calling people in this hour that are spineless, because the ones that are spineless are the ones that are going to be caught in their sins when Yeshua HaMashiach, Christ, returns. You're going to be caught in adultery, in the club, in stealing, murdering, covetousness, because you are so inclined to believe that he'll never come back. And he said he's going to come in an hour when no one suspects. But this is what I want to say to those who need to be encouraged today, that Christ said, think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. That means there will be trouble with this gospel, these commandments. Not that Joel Osteen gospel, not that Creflo Dollar gospel, not that philosophical T.D. Jakes Noel Jones gospel, not that crap, no, not that stuff that wins you over with how it's enunciated and how it's put together. No. This gospel, the commandments that can't nobody keep and everybody tells you don't have to, is the sword, because everybody thinks that his commandments are grievous. I want to go on Sunday. I don't want to keep Saturday, because the whole world has made it easy for you to keep Sunday. You automatically have the day off. I have to fight for a day off for the Shabbat, because now they know that I am a preacher. So, oh yeah, you know it's all hell break out loose against me, especially when those over you are just some of the biggest sinners in the earth, because they're being influenced by Satan. 10:35. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father, and the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. You hear that? Christ said he came to do that. You think he all about you, your family, and everything. I just had my in-laws that don't even live nowhere in this state trying to tell my wife, we a bunch of Muslims and you need to get away. You sure you happy? Bunch of crazy Negroes out of their mind because we don't do what they do. I don't bring your paganistic, idolatrous Christmas tree in my house, and we don't keep them laws and don't want to participate. You're going to have to stand if you're going to keep these commandments and say you awake and you know you're back in your culture and you're coming up out of the lies of Christianity and the lies of this world. If you're going to be ye separate and come out from amongst her, you can't be spineless. And that you think must be, which is, oh, my family, listen to what Christ said in Matthew 10:36. And a man's foes shall be of his own household. Verse 37, he that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. I don't even need to say anything about that. If you fail during these holidays, get back up. But for those of you that came through and you feel lonely right now because you've been ousted from the family, don't worry about it. You're standing right here in Matthew's 10th chapter. And that's where you're supposed to be. I haven't forgot I was talking about the narrative of the terrorists, but I needed to talk to some people real quick that are just coming through these holidays. And some of you stood, some of you didn't stand, and some of you are feeling lonely, downtrodden, and like you're left alone. We are commandment keepers, and we do not bow down and compromise with this world. Sisters, you got to stay in your holiness and don't give in to being pretty much a hoe. with all the attire that they advertise for women now is hoish attire. No head wraps. Forget that. These pumps that they wear now, it began in the strip clubs. I know because I wasn't always in the commandments and I went to the strip club. Thanks be to the Father that he delivered me now, and that's not where I'm at, but I know that those shoes originated in the strip club. Strippers wore them. Now they're marketed to 9-year-olds from 9 to 90 walking around in stripper pumps at your pork chop Christian church, marching around during offering time in Matthew 6 chapter said don't parade and you're giving during the secret. But that's their favorite time to march and do a who want to screw me march and give in public and ain't blessing nobody but the pork chop pastor that's got 3 Benzes, 5-bedroom house and getting caught himself in hotels paying for prostitution with little boys and girls. Man, what's wrong with y'all, man? This is holiness. This is Kodesh. These commandments and these laws. That's why narrow is the way. Nobody wants to keep it. So I'm saying this because there's no way in the world I'm not going to set my face like a flint, like he told Ezekiel. His own people wouldn't even keep the commandments and listen to him. And they saw miracles. They saw the thunder and the lightning. So he told me to set my face. I already know what I got to deal with. Ask me if I care when I know how good the Most High has been to me and I've seen his transformative ways through the keeping of the covenant that he's made with man. That we must keep the covenant and that there must be order in your house. The Most High, Christ, the husband, the wife, and the children. But know that none of these things take precedence over the Most High and his laws, because he came with a sword. So what? Your family think you done lost your mind and you crazy because you doing right. And they sitting up dying with strokes, heart attacks, tuberculosis, diabetes, from everything this world is pumping into their systems. Most High even told us how to eat, what herbs to take, everything, how to keep us healthy. It's all in our history book. Because it's not a religious artifact. It's our history book. Let's take it back and teach it the way it's supposed to be taught. That's what I'm committed to doing. That's where I'm at. And that's where we need to be. So when we see these things, and I'm not really into doing news because it's the Shabbat. And I'm into tying things in together. So I bring some things to the forefront so that we'll know. There is a war coming, and there's always a calm before the storm. More detention laws were signed during New Year's while you were partying and waiting for 12 o'clock. There's a stage that's being set because they know what's going to transpire when they began to mess around over with Iran because they're just about done with Syria. And when I say they, not just talking about America. America does the dirty work for the United Nations and all these countries that are cooperating under Satan's guidance to bring about one world order, one world religion, and one world monetary system so that there'll be control and a reduction in population and the erasing of all of these various religions. Islam, Christianity, Seventh-day Adventist, Catholic, Jewish, they want to erase and bring, centralize everything and show how there's a common thread between everything you all have been worshiping separately, and now you must all worship this and the supreme leader. That's how they want massive control. It's going to get worse in the land, but know that there's a covenant that's been established in the land for those that will keep the commandments of the Most High. And more than ever, we're going to need to stop being a part. I've had brothers and sisters that were a part of us and asked stupid questions like, well, who's going to be the head and lead? And, well, I can't follow you and you can't control your wife. And your wife got fear in you, fear of the government, fear of control. And I can't find no men that want to be men. And you got women that want to be men, that's running them, and you got us under these curses and commandments, talking about we keeping the commandments, but we still in the curses because we still fighting and turning our backs on our brothers. We can't come together. We can't support and help one another. This stuff is all of Satan. Once you start keeping the commandments, the curses are supposed to start breaking off you, and you're supposed to go out your way to do that was a curse upon us, such as hating your fellow man, trying to tear down a fellow Hebrew. If someone else starts something, you support them. We must support our community as we awaken and go back to our heritage and culture so that we can be strong, because we've been separated with the Willie Lynch knowledge. And the reason they did it, I'm going to tell you, it is scripture. I cannot find the scripture now because it's just popping up in my head, but I did a lesson on it, that it says, it's in the Old Testament. It said the reason we are persecuting these people is because we have a right to do so, because they have turned their back on their own God. I came into the knowledge of that scripture and it blew me away. It made clear to me that the other nations know that we have lost contact with our statutes, laws, and commandments, and we want to be like them. They've been able to influence us, and all along they envy us because we were put on the earth to be the teachers of man. Brothers and sisters, did you know that these commandments and laws were given only to the children of Israel and not for or to any other nation, which is why they're not supposed to be teaching it, but learning of it? Let's look at this real quick. Revelations 14 and 12. Here's the patience of the saints. And here are they that keep the commandments of the Most High and the faith of Yeshua HaMashiach. This is in the book of Revelations, letting you know, if I were to read up higher, it's talking about all the torment that's going to come upon the earth. But it says, here's the patience, those that are steadfast and unmovable, and the ones that kept the commandments. It's okay with me if you don't want to keep them, because I already realize that there's only a few that are going to keep them. There'll be 144,000 leaders. That's 12,000 out of 12 tribes. Because we're going to rule this whole earth, so we're going to need governance. But many will be destroyed. And I'm letting you know now, it is the majority of the ones of you that aren't keeping the commandments. The reason I say the majority, because there are many that the Most High wrote the commandments upon their heart, and to the best of their ability and knowledge, they kept all his commandments. But for the ones that know and said no to the commandments, for you, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, along with the Gentiles and the sinners that were created for destruction. That were created, a vessel fitted for destruction, is what you are. To let you know that his word, you can find vessel fitted for destruction in the book of Romans 9 and 22. And it says that, what if the Most High, willing to show his wrath and make his power known, endured with much long suffering the vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. Let's look at Exodus 20, 8 and 9. It says to remember the Shabbat, the Sabbath day, and to keep it holy. The very word Sabbath comes from the word seven. The very word Sabbath comes from that. You have to understand and look up the meaning for yourself and do the research. Give me 1 second. I'm going to pull this up. Definition of Sabbath means the seventh day of the week as a day of worship. And then if you look on in this American dictionary that's new, they'll say that Sunday, second meaning, Sunday as observed among Christians. You need to know that Christianity was imputed upon you and not just in slavery. Christianity started being forced upon our people that fled into the Atlas Mountains, that hid amongst the Moors, that hid up in the Spanish areas, that hid up in what we know as Great Britain today. And then they were chased out of those lands and forced to worship. You need to know that they were keeping the Sabbath. This is how they were marked. The people knew who they were because they kept these customs. They kept our feast, Passover, and they went to the synagogues. And they got rid of the synagogues and converted them to churches. Definition of Sabbath in Merriam-Webster's dictionary is the seventh day of the week, which is observed from Friday evening to Saturday evening. It must be a holy day. No buying, purchasing, working. That's when we learn the scriptures and the precepts. But now that we're in captivity, we have grace to not honor it at whatsoever and ignore it. But he said, remember it and keep it holy. That means keep it Kodesh, keep it sanctified, keep it set apart. 6 days to do what you want, but on the seventh day, even if you have to go to work, you don't go buy a lunch. You don't get into idle conversation. You spend more time in the Word. You get some Word. You make sure you pray. Pray with your family. Lead them in the Word and try to relax as much as possible and don't seek your own pleasure. It's not a time to go and fulfill the lust of your flesh. So that's how important the Sabbath is, and it is in the dictionary. It never was Sunday. Christians turned it into that, and you are a Christian by traditions of men. Man will think to change times and seasons. You are following the traditions of man, but not your culture, which is the Bible. The Bible is a compilation of various scrolls that depict the sojourn of a people. And in the original King James Version Bible, you can read and see that they were all black. But you read the NIV, it has taken everything out that lets you know that these were people of color. And that the invasions changed our complexions, our belief systems, our religious worships, and our hard-headed, stiff-neckedness caused us to want to stray away from the Most High. Ever since the Mosaic Law was given, and we down there, while he's getting the commandments, we down there making golden calves. By the way, the golden calf is named Jehovah, or Yehovah, whatever you want to call it. And worshiping the golden calves, and Aaron, the high priest, he's up there putting together, like, give the people what they want, which is what your pastors do today. That same golden calf is also known as Jabulon. Jehovah, just another translation for the Jabulon word. Can you imagine people? The Most High is, I want you to look out your window and look for the nearest big tree or mountain. Imagine the Most High in thunder, lightnings, and darkness is dealing with your leader and giving him some words for you, and you going to party right where you sit, get naked, have orgies and start screwing everybody. How much more blatant disrespect could you have for the Most High? He thought to kill the people right then and there, and I can't blame him. Moses talked the Most High out of killing the people right then and there. And what he did was he put the Most High in remembrance of what he said and told the Most High what other people will think. You delivered them from Egypt just to destroy them? But just think about how arrogant, blatant, the audacity to party, fornicate. That's exactly what you're doing today, because the Most High is watching. His angels are watching you. But you think that everything you do is unseen. It's seen. It's documented. It's been recorded. Okay? Satan with his all-seeing eye and cameras on every corner. He's just trying to duplicate the efforts of the Most High because he knows he's omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. He can see, know everything. Satan did not have that ability. So he's using man to give him that ability to be omnipresent, all-seeing, all-knowing, with Big Brother watching. Because he wants to be like the Most High. So he wants to be able to follow you, chip you, be in your house, put chips in your phone, your car, track you on Facebook, your emails, so that they'll have information about you and can deal with you. But I have no fear of what man can do or Satan through him, because they're already defeated. All praises be to Ahayah. Exodus 20, 8 and 9. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. I want to go back to something. When we read in Revelations 14 and 12, the patience of the saints. Many of you don't even know who the saints are. I think the saints are the Catholic saints or some of the folks at church. Nah. There are many scriptures that speak of the saints, but the saints are the children of Israel. Let's see if I can find that for you real quick. I believe it's in Psalms 145, 144. I pray that you are resting, enjoying your Shabbat, getting in your study somewhere, and leading your family, brothers, into the worship, most importantly. One thing we don't do like the Christian church is point the pastor's Lord and head over our household. It's going to take me a second to have to find this. Let me continue on. Let's look at Proverbs, the 7th chapter. And I want to close out the exhortation. Proverbs 7 and 1. My son, keep my words and lay up my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and my law as the apple of thine eye. But you need to understand that the commandments, he gives his Holy Spirit to those that keep his commandments. And the Holy Spirit is actually wisdom. It's not rolling on the floor like a dead fish out of water, and it's not speaking gibberish like the homosexual that said, I'm not gay no more, blah, 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 and he's acting like he got a cold. I slap the hell out of somebody like that. I mean that because that's a demonic spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Ruach, brings wisdom. And if you go on to read Proverbs 8, it tells you that Sophia, the Greek word for wisdom, is a female spirit that interacts with the Most High. And he protects her and gives her to whom he will. And it gives man knowledge to be able to navigate through this time. You'll understand that if you read Proverbs 8 and Proverbs 9. All praises to the Most High. Let me read Deuteronomy 28 and 1. And then I want to close out with an exhortation to you, my people, as they did in Acts the 13th chapter. After the reading of the laws and commandments, they would Paul happened to walk into the synagogue, and they asked him to come to the front and have words. And he began to use the shaking of his hands and encourage the people and remind them of the scriptures of what the Most High did. That, when I hear that and see that and read that, that encourages me so much that we have to encourage our brothers and sisters to not give in. We get bored, we get lonely. Our family has cut us off because we didn't participate in the holidays. That's why I read you Matthew 10, 34, and 35, 36. That's why you got to find the family and believers of the brothers and sisters in Christ. If you are a believer and you're a brother and sister in Christ and you're causing strife and emulations with a fellow believer in these commandments, something's not right, something's not wrong. You're either not the head of your household and leading properly, or you're not keeping these commandments, or you're a liar and the truth is not in you. you're still in adultery or homosexuality, fornication or something. Because you're supposed to be striving for peace with all men, but more so with your fellow brothers and sisters who said they're awakened in the truth. That means you're both chastising your flesh and coming into the knowledge of the truth. And if that's not happening, then there's something wrong. Verse 28 and 1 in Deuteronomy. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Most High, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Most High will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. This is still applicable to you today. We're in captivity. But those who keep his commandments will see a favor physically, spiritually, and I'm not going to say financially because I don't want you to get it twisted. I ain't on no Creflo dollar. But you will have the wherewithal to be sustained. You will get the promotion. You will be okay. Many of you are struggling because you're not keeping all these commandments to your modest attire, to the order in your house, to keeping the Sabbath, to what you eat, ingest, and to your lust of your flesh. Something to think about. I want to find a scripture real quick that goes with, bear with me, that goes with the scripture in Revelation 14 and 12. Bear with me 1 second. But to the saints that are in the earth and to the excellent in whom is all my delight. That is not the one we want, but I'm going to read these until we find the right one that I want you to understand. Bear with me. I am working alone right now. By the way, At Last Ministries, House of Israel, Deliverance Assembly, we are in Walnut Creek, California. We reach out to all our brothers and sisters until we come together into the unity of the faith. You can also reach us at almhoida@comcast.net. Leave us an email if you want to contact us. Almhoida.org is also the website, which is not quite up and running. It's still in production. And there's a number, though, if you go to the almhoida@comcast.net. I do not have the phone number offhand, but you can look us up and try and contact us through those means if you have a prayer request, whatever the need shall be, might be. We'll get back to that, and we'll cover that the next broadcast. I just wanted you to understand that Israel are the saints of the Most High. It is not those made a saint through the Catholic Church. No. The saints that he's talking about in Revelations are Israel, and those in Israel that keep his commandments. I'm sorry it took so long. Psalms 148 and 14. And it says in verse 13, let them praise the name of the Most High, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. And he also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise the Most High, making it clear that we are people near unto him. So when you do the precept for Revelations 14 and 12, you want to go to Psalms 148 and 14 so that you understand who the saints are. Psalms 148 Amen. All praises to the Most High. Let me close out with the reading of this. First of all, 2 Timothy 2:3-5. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Yeshua HaMashiach. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life. Keep understanding that right there is that everything we hear on CNN, protests, we ain't no need business protesting, running to no protests. Even in 1 Peter, it tells us that we're to keep the ordinances of man that are in control right now so that we can have peace and so that we can make Christ look good by being peaceable in the land. But we don't run to these protests because our the scripture tells us that the Most High is our justice of habitation. We won't see justice until he returns and releases us from our captivity, and we're slowly coming out. So no man that warreth, that means this war, spiritual warfare we're in, can entangle himself with the affairs of this life. So we don't get caught up in what's going on, what's going to happen in the news and the stock market, because we're in a spiritual warfare, and that's where we must be conquerors. The reason being, scripture says, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. The reason you're awoke, you're learning, you're studying is because he chose you. It's nothing to do of your own. And if a man also strive for masteries, yet is he not crowned except he strive lawfully. Lawfully means keeping the laws and the precepts. You must understand that. 2 Timothy 2, thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is Yeshua HaMashiach. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. So this thing must be perpetually going forward. We must teach others that they might teach, not sit up under you and pay you and stay with you. We continue the process and keep it moving. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. That's what we just got through reading. Let's look at Philippians real quick. Philippians, the 3rd chapter. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Most High. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, evil workers, and the concision. I want to skip down. The 8th verse, Paul said, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made comfortable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Yeshua HaMashiach. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Ahaya in Yeshua HaMashiach. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, means be just like him. And if anything ye be otherwise minded, the Most High shall reveal this unto you. Don't look back. Don't be like Lot's wife. It will destroy you. To physically think about going back to something that was comfortable is destruction. You doubt the plan that he has for your life. And he says, I know the plans I have for you to do you good, to prosper you. When you begin to doubt and look back and take your life into your hands, you're looking into destruction. Forget the things behind you. Press toward the mark, which is striving to keep these commandments and the prize and to be patient. As the saints in Revelations 14 and 12, for the coming of the Most High. For he cometh in an hour that no man expect, meaning everybody will be laxed. Yeah, we know that he'll show up when things are crazy, but, you know, because he's in the fire. But a lot of us are expecting just third world war bombs dropping everywhere, and suddenly, yeah. He'll come like that, but many of you will be relaxed and will have left the faith and will have turned to false gods and false worship and will have been told that you don't have to do that no more. All of the Christian church is telling you you don't need to keep the law. Party, kick it, do what you want. Follow the new world order. Go get the chip, get your money, and just do what the government says. Because when the bombs start dropping, you're going to be led to believe that everything will be all right if you just come with us to this concentration camp, just keep eating this food, keep drinking the Kool-Aid, and everything is it's good. Go on and get you a couple of wives and, you know, lay down, have sex. You know, you could be gay and be saved, and you can, you know, be with the same sex. It's all good. Just do it all. And you're going to fall for that. And that's how you're going to miss out. So, brothers and sisters, I just want to encourage you, stay in this word, these statutes and precepts, these commandments, these laws. Don't look for something to move your flesh and give you goosebumps. Look for something that's as sharp as a sword that cuts the heck out of you, makes you uncomfortable, makes you challenge yourself to grow closer to the Most High. If it makes you lonely, it's probably going to make you holy. I'm going to tell you something. It's a rough thing to have to stand alone. I've been there. But he is actually right there next to you, by your side, carrying you, pushing you. The saints are rooting for you. The ones that have gone on before you. We're so encompassed with so great a cloud of witness. Don't give up. Just keep telling people and keep living it, if they receive it or not. And you will be commended and recognized as a great servant. Recognize this, that the only for sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it. For truth is a journey, not a destination. I'm V the preacher. Of the V Yasha Allah for At Last Ministries, House of Israel, Deliverance Assembly. This has been another edition of Blueprint for Life here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to say Kwam Yasha Allah through it all. We shall win. We have the victory. Shabbat Shalom.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
Man, but him can't shop it on a man. So when I check
God.